What is going on? Mad Monday has turned into Nudie Dance Monday. The Bulldogs, the NRL, will hand down their disciplinary actions, whatever they're doing. What do you make of all this?
Well, I sat down here yesterday and I thought about all this, and I thought, I've got kids that age.
Yep.
What would I do if they carried on like that in a beer garden, whether they played NRL or not? I'd say, mate, what on earth were you thinking, you bloody idiot? Mm-hmm. Taking your clothes off in a pub, misbehaving in the street, falling over signs, sleeping on the footpath. I mean, whether you play rugby league or not, surely we live in a society where we've taught our children better than that, and I would expect more than my two, and they don't play in the NRL. Now, I think these guys have got a lot to answer for, you know. They know what's on the line. They know everybody's got a phone in their pocket where they can take photos and social media. You know, they just know better, and I'm happy for the NRL to throw the book at them.
Okay, and what does that mean, throwing the book, though? What does that mean involve?
I don't exactly know what that means, to tell you the truth. Like, I mean, they need to... these players need to take on ownership of it themselves. I think the club needs to take responsibility of it as well. Do we live in an age where blokes go out on a Mad Monday and they need supervision or they need to be locked away? Or do we live in an age where we can say to blokes, you know, 19, 20, 21 years old, fellas, you represent the club here, go and do what you want. You know what the boundaries are. Don't take your clothes off. Don't take drugs. Don't harass anyone. And when you think you've had enough, get in the cab and go home.
Yeah, well, that would be common sense, Anthony.
Common sense. Yeah, that's it, yeah.
All right, mate. Well, it is a bit disappointing, and I guess being in Sydney where you are, and this will be in the news a lot throughout the week, and it is disappointing for the game. A reflection on everybody, really, unfortunately, and it shouldn't be.
It really is, and that's why these young blokes have got to be reprimanded for what they've done, because this is all we ever hear is the bad things.
Sure.
And let me tell you, they are well overshadowed by the good things, by rugby league players going to visit kids in hospital or helping out people in the community. The rugby league community has a heart and a soul, but people don't see that. They only see this sort of thing.
Yep, no, you did right there, mate. Let's get on to the positive stuff, and that is, of course, the action, which is getting underway tomorrow night. Now, the Melbourne Storm up against your Rabbits, mate. A couple of big ins for the Storm, Munster and Slater, just to name two.
Well, look, I think this game, for the Bunnies to win it, it comes down to George and Tom Burgess, getting their run meters, hitting the ball up, but getting to playing the ball correctly, getting through your sets. If those two keep hammering it up, Sam Burgess will play his usual 15 out of 10. But if George and Tom do their work, that'll create a bit of space for Adam and Cody Walker. And I never tip against the Bunnies, mate. Bunnies by 12.
Bunnies by 12. There you go. Well, good luck to the Bunnies tomorrow night. It should be a cracker of a game, as they all are going to be this weekend. Now, on Saturday, it's the Panthers up against the Warriors, who haven't played finals for a few years.
And big in for the Warriors here. Blake Green returns, so both these players can run. Both these teams can run hot and cold. So the two players to keep an eye on here are Blake Green for the Warriors and James Maloney for Penrith. But I'm a massive Blake Green fan. I would say a high scoring game, Warriors to win.
Okay, Warriors over the Panthers there. Roosters and Sharkies, this is going to be another beauty, mate, as all finals will be, I guess. But Dale Sharkies, can they beat the first place Roosters?
Well, if what I'm hearing is correct, don't worry about the jumpers from Sport First. Don't worry about Dale wearing a Sharkies jumper. He's going to get himself body painted in Sharkies colours and walk around the store on the day with the body paint on, if the Sharkies have a win over the Roosters. But will they? I don't think they will. Cooper Cronk might be the difference here.
Yeah, look, it's going to be a beauty. So you're tipping the Roosters?
Yeah, I am. I know that's going to ruin my relationship with Dale and Nicky.
It's all right. It's okay, mate. This is what you're getting. You paid them the millions of dollars for, mate, your expert knowledge here. Now we're going to finish it off on Sunday. And the Broncos, gee, they're taking on a Dragons team who just seem to be limping along, don't they?
Yeah, they've been tapering off since the Origin series, I reckon. And they get a couple of big names back this week as well. But I think they're going to just go out the back door. They're just going to leave the final series this round. The Broncos, Pangai Jr.'s playing well. and this young kid for feed is good. And you got off of Hangawa. So many good big mobile back rowers. They'll beat the Dragons. The Dragons will limp out of the final series, and the next question will be who's coaching them next year, which I think is unfair, but they have bowed out the same way in the last 3 or 4 years, haven't they?
Okay, so they need to go to that next level, and if that means getting rid of the coach, so be it. So you've got the Rabbits, you've got the Warriors, you've got the Roosters, and you've got the Broncos. It's your tips for this weekend.
Yeah, well, good luck with your team this weekend and all your Rabbitohs supporters, which, of course, we are the national team. I say glory, glory.
Good on you, mate, and all the best. We'll talk to you next week.